I went to Mr. Cordwell for a job. He said, yes, when can you start? I said, Monday. And I started Monday. It was April the 10th, I think I started. Mm-hmm. And it was just the end of, like nearly coming to the end of planting. Right. And when I went, and then I started at Barnshire.
Right. And where was the Barnshire nursery?
You go to the crossroads at the top of, along the A50, at Mangaletsi's, as it is. You go down there, down Boothbed Lane, it's called. You carry on going straight the way down, right to the far end of there, and that's where William Sparks had a orchard. And Mr. Cordwell had bought this orchard about 1957, something like that. And there was about 30 acres of apples. There must have been a dozen rows of raspberries. Quite a number of gooseberries, quite a number of blackberries. Well, you can tell how many blackberries were. We picked about 200 of it. Blackberries there was. And raspberries, we'd pick about £112 a day of raspberries off these 12 rows of raspberries. And then, of course, we pulled the trees up the orchard, but left about 5 acres of orchard. And we sold those commercially, the apples. We used to box them up, wrap them up, box them up. And then the wagon driver would come and pick them up and take them to Manchester Market or somewhere like that. And we planted trees on it. When I first went there was trees on it. And there was, as they'd start already started there, and we got trees, some roses, but mostly it was forest trees, street trees, and fruit trees.
What sort of things?
Oh, mountain ash, elm, conker trees, sweet chestnut, all types of mountain ash, English ash. Manor ash, which is a big, different sort of ash. You name it, we grew it. We got about 20,000 beech every year we planted. 20,000 green and about 10,000 purple. They were seedling beech, so we planted one at a time. We didn't have any fancy machinery to plant them. It was me on the planting them. And in summer we would hoe the beech. Mm-hmm. Then we got weed killers then. Mm-hmm. We got paraquat, the weed killer. And we couldn't do a lot round beech with this weed killer because it kills everything. So we would use hoeing for beech and the rotivators up and down. Days like today we'd... sunny, hot days, and it was hard work. It was really hard work.
Was it all outdoors, the work?
It was where I was at Barnshire, yes.
So can you sort of take me through a typical day, if you like, or a typical week?
Well, we would start work at 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, 8:15, sorry. And the boss would come, tell you what to do. Well, it was... budding, grafting, hoeing, digging trees up. We used to have, in the morning, we dig a lot of trees up for orders, you see, in from November through till the end of March, really. And these would be collected at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So they had to be wrapped, packed in that day, and then the wagon would come and we'd load the wagon up, you see. And we used to sell it in mean times of digging orders up for local, around Knutsford, Mobley, you name it, Altrincham, everywhere. We dug trees up, turned out to private houses. And we would, then we'd start digging trees up when we finished that job for parks departments, Liverpool, Birmingham, I think we had some for London once. We sent a cherry tree to Paris once. The roots had to be washed for that.
Yeah.
Not a bit of soil on the roots at all. And then at 5:30, it was 5:30 in them days, quarter to 8 till 5:30. And then at 5:30 you could do what you like. You could stop and work a couple of hours overtime or you could go home. See? And just depends what happened each day as we'd carry on with it, you see. And
you talked about budding and grafting. Were you involved in that? Was that one of your jobs or one of the things that you did?
Oh, yes. Mr. Lehman trained me. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to Reseath. Mr. Lehman trained me. He was BSc Grand Hort Reading, he was. And lovely man he was, beautiful fellow, wonderful. Learned more than him than I ever did anywhere else. And he taught me how to bud and graft. Prune apple trees, prune roses. It all had to be done properly. And the names of trees, some Latin names of trees. I could tractor drive before I went there.
Because of the farm?
Because of farming, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. College to wheelbarrow farm, but everything was done by wheelbarrow, you see.
Yeah.
But they did have a tractor, and there was ploughing and corn cutting and all that sort of stuff on the farm. So I knew how to plough, and we used to plough the fields before we planted them, and we used to buy trees in they used to come in from Holland, like 1,000 cherry trees, same number of laburnum, mountain ash stocks, apple stocks, everything used to come in and we used to have to plant it in about 3 months, all this stuff. So I used to use a tractor and plough to plough, a deep digger plough it was called, one furrow. And we used to plough the land and plant the trees, put the line down, plant the trees, and they were all in straight rows, like a nursery you can find today.
Mm. Did you have customers coming round as well to look?
We did. I used to take customers round to look at trees. Mm. If they wanted a certain tree, I'd price the tree for them.
And did you do any work for? You've mentioned parks and you've mentioned individuals. But what about some of the big houses and estates and places like Tatton and all the rest?
Well, we did send trees to Tatton. When I went to work at Tatton, there was a tree in the nursery, as I'd wrote the label for.
Goodness.
And I showed customers round, and they bought trees, the names on the trees, and they would get the trees, you see. And then dig them up and send them out to individual. But they had an outside team as went and did landscape gardening. You see, there's a Peter Acton at Mobley. He was the landscape gardener. I worked with him for a while.
That mean you had to go out onto site and?
We went out onto site and farthest we got was Manchester. Mm-hmm. A lady's house in Manchester. Quite a few times we went to her house. Different houses round. Mm-hmm. Mobley, everywhere we went round. Mm-hmm. Sale, a lot of houses in Sale. And I worked with him for about 12 months. Mm. And then something happened at another nursery, at Ollerton Nursery. Right. And they asked me to go and be foreman at the Ollerton Nursery.
Right. Had you been foreman before, or was this the first time?
No, this was the second time I'd been foreman.
Mm-hmm.
I was foreman at Barnshire.
Mm-hmm.
I had to organise men working then, planting and all sorts of things. You know, show them how to bud and graft and spray and plant trees, dig trees up. There's a special way to dig trees up and root ball trees we had to. Digging beech up a special way because they're that close together, you get somewhere.
So can you describe that special way, if you
like? Well, you had to have somebody on each side of the tree, you see.
Yeah.
And each one would dig halfway around the tree, you see. And then you pull the tree over and start digging roots underneath it. Mm-hmm. So you got a root ball out of the ground and then you'd wrap it in an eshing sack.
Yeah.
But sometimes you get trees worth perhaps £100 and they would be great big root balls. You had to lift out of the hole with a tractor lift.
Yeah.
Great big trees like, and I used to sew the eshing sacks around the trees. You have to lift it onto the eshing sack and then roll the eshing sack up round it, you see. So it kept them in. And why we used eshing sacks, because you just undo it round the collar of the tree and then put it down in, and you wouldn't have to take it away because it'd rot away in time.
Yeah.
And then some weekends they wanted me in the main nursery. And I'd work with Peter Acton in the main nursery.
And what did that tell
me? Well, that was selling to customers and using a till, and that's another story.
One of the skills.
Yeah. And doing these cards, all this lot, you know. That's the part I didn't like about.
Yeah.
I didn't like that sort of selling. But going around the nursery, I used to take money, and quite a lot of money one time. I was at Barnshire. And that was a great, hell of a lot of money. And give it to Mr. Leem at the end of the day, like, when he came to see me, see how things had gone and what we were doing. I'd take Mr. Cardwell to come and take him around. He used to come every Friday to pay the wages, Mr. Cardwell did. And then I'd walk around the nursery with him. He was the nicest fellow you could meet, Mr. Cardwell was. Yeah.
And you mentioned wages. What were you being paid at that stage? Do you remember?
When I first left farming, I was on £3.15 a week. That was must have been 1960. When I went to Cardwell's, I think it went up quite a bit. I can't say how much, I can't remember how much, it might have been 6-7 quid, but it wasn't much. It wasn't much at all. It went up considerably when I was foreman there, but with the responsibility comes wages, I suppose. And